Thank you for listening to The Rest is History. For bonus episodes, early access, ad-free listening, and access to our chat community, sign up at restishistorypod.com. That's restishistorypod.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Good morning and welcome to The Rest is History on this probably the most anticipated day of the summer. It is, of course, the day when the World Cup of Gods kicks off. The crowds are already, I can see them now out the window, actually. People with banners and vuvuzelas, people with silly hats and stuff. There's touts selling tickets. It's great scenes, Tom Holland.
Yeah, fantastic scene. I mean, it's what we've all been looking forward to. And I think as we come out of lockdown, it's something really to cheer everybody up, sport at its best. Now, I'm aware, of course, that there may be people out there who know absolutely nothing about what we're talking about. So we should try and explain what we're doing. So a few weeks back, those of you who are regular listeners to the podcast will know that we staged a World Cup of British Prime Ministers. We are now doing the same with gods. And Dominic, there's some very specific rules on this, aren't
yes.
there?
Yes. Well, we agreed that no living gods, as it were, so no gods that are currently worshipped, or at least no gods that are currently worshipped by more than 10 people.
Well, what we're saying is that every god who qualifies for this World Cup, at some point in history, people have stopped worshipping them.
Yeah.
So they for instance,
they're dead gods, basically.
They're dead gods. So that would... So Odin qualifies, even though there are Odin worshippers. So they've just set up a new temple to Odin in Iceland, I believe.
Is that so?
But that's a resurrection of
yes. I think if you're being worshipped, slightly ironically, that doesn't disbar you from the tournament.
Not of course, Dominic, that you're saying that Odin worshippers are ironic.
Not at all.
I would never dream of saying that. No.
So Tom. It's great tournament. Some surprise. I'm surprised there was some discontent in the Sandbrook household, actually. News that Horus had been knocked out.
So there are 16.
Yeah.
We could go through those who are unseeded in alphabetical order, and then do the seeds in ascending order. And then we could explain, how you can join in and contribute and influence the course of these electrifying matches.
Because the winner will be the world champion of gods. I mean, that is the crown worth having. So,
well, the shout line that the organisers of the tournament have come up with is there can be only one.
Yeah, monotheists everywhere will agree with that.
Okay, so the unseeded entrance. So the first one we have is Anubis.
Great god. So very good god. I dressed up as Anubis when I was about six.
Okay,
well, I made an Anubis jackal headdress. So he's the Egyptian god of the underworld, isn't he? Mummification.
Worshipped across the entire span of Egyptian civilization, right the way back to
3,000 years. I mean, he's got a pedigree.
Well, more actually, into 3,500 years. So, a real track record there.
I actually, deep down, I want him to go a long way because of my own association with him. I really want to see him.
Okay, well,
semi-finals. I'm hoping.
Yeah, that's reasonable. Then we have Augustus Caesar, Roman, obviously. The first.
Some would say not a god. I mean, clearly a man.
Well, Dominic, we're not a theology podcast.
We're not
getting into whether the gods actually exist.
I think
or
afterwards
not.
We should do a podcast about whether or not they're real.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think
which ones we think are real. Yeah, I think Moloch is definitely real. Anyway, go on.
So Augustus Caesar, after his death, became a god. He lived 63 BC to AD 14, worshipped as a god, probably the fastest growing cult in the first century AD, but we're going to do this in much greater detail. So we're just giving you a very brief character sketch here.
I don't think he'll go far, actually, Tom. I don't want to. I think he'll get knocked out early.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's the fascination of sport, isn't it? Then we have Bridget.
Controversial qualifier. Very controversial qualifier.
Beat
Jeremy Corbyn in the qualifying rounds.
Yeah, you didn't think that she should. She deserved a position in the last 16, did you?
I didn't think she was a god all the way.
Well, she is. She's the Irish goddess of poetry, wisdom, and spring.
To me, she's the... Did you? So Denmark won Euro 92. after not qualifying when Yugoslavia were barred because of their own war. And I, to me, she's the Denmark of this competition because I think, A, I don't think she should be there. And B, I think she could be a dark horse. I think there's a lot of Irish fans who'll be rooting for her. All right, let's move on. Kibele. Now, that's an unusual one. A lot of people won't be familiar with this god or goddess.
But absolutely huge figure in the world of the World Cup of Sports because probably the goddess who has been worshipped longer than any other deity.
Wow. So, it's a very big
claim. She's Anatolian, so Anatolia, what's now Turkey. She's essentially a kind of mother goddess. And it's probable that her worship goes back all the way to the 6th millennium BC.
So she's experienced.
She's very experienced, all the way up to kind of, 500 AD. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
She's experienced, but she's like veteran. Sort of Alex Ferguson, Manchester United. She's got a lot of experience, but she's updated to the modern age.
Yes.
If she's kept going post-Christianity.
Yes.
Post-Jesus, anyway.
Yes. So I quite fancy her.
A qualifier, a real Real Madrid, a lot of history, Ishtar.
Yes.
I mean, tons of history here. What
AKA Inanna.
Inanna.
The queen of heaven in Mesopotamia.
Yeah.
The goddess of sex, of love, of beauty. So the kind of basically the Babylonian equivalent of Aphrodite and Venus who didn't qualify. But basically Ishtar is there flying the flag for the goddesses of love. So I think she'll get a lot of support for that reason.
Now, one of my own personal favourites, Moloch, Canaanite, child sacrifice god.
Very controversial because just as you disputed whether Augustus Caesar was a god, there are lots of people who dispute whether Moloch was a god. He's mentioned in the Old Testament, but was he actually a figment of the Israelite imagination or did he really have a cult? I mean, fascinating. And that will be tested, won't it?
I was about to say, this is the test.
That's the test.
If he crashes out in the first round, we'll know that he was a figment.
Well, now, on the big stage, that's where you find out what you are.
He's done it in the friendlies, but can he do it?
Yeah.
You know?
So he's Canaanite. So he's...
And another
Canaan,
god,
Lebanon, that kind of area, and also Carthage. So,
and another god who some people say is a figment, and that's Prince Philip.
Prince Philip, a late entrant. So until a couple of months ago, he hadn't been qualified.
He hadn't booked his ticket. And Denmark in Euro 92.
So,
and of course, he has Danish associations, doesn't he, Prince Philip?
Yeah,
anyway.
Well, he seems to have come from everywhere, basically.
Well, he's got fans from all corners of the world, I suppose.
HRH Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, died a few weeks ago, was worshipped as a god by the Yaonanan tribe on the southern island of Tanna in Vanuatu. And since his death, they have transferred their veneration to Prince Charles. So that means that Prince Philip is a late entrant. And I mean, he swept the opposition away in the...
Yeah, the qualifiers,
didn't he? As you'd expect, because he's a great sportsman.
He was. I think it'd be lovely for the Queen if Prince Philip did well.
I think it'd be wonderful for the whole nation.
Yeah, I think it would bring people together at a tough time.
Yeah, I really do. He was a very good cricketer and, of course, very good at steering carts, wasn't he? What was it?
It's just modern chariot
traps,
racing,
whatever it
isn't
was.
It?
Chariot,
yeah.
So I think he might do well. Then the last of the unseeded entrants is our old friend Chippy Totek.
You were very keen on seeing Chippy Totek in this. I mean,
well, Chippy Totek's an old friend of the show.
We had some heated discussions about whether, was he going to be the Aztec? I mean, he came through the Aztec qualifiers.
Yes.
Didn't he?
So Aztec god. We talked about him with Camilla Townsend in the episode on the Aztecs. And those listeners who've already heard the Aztec episode will remember that he's the Aztec god of vegetation and harvest. And his distinctive trick is to flay himself.
But he doesn't flay other people, just himself. Is that right? Or does he flay
others?
Well,
he demands demands that other people be flayed in when they get sacrificed to him.
We shall see how that goes down with the crowds.
The announcement of this is, the announcement that the World Cup is going ahead and who's playing has already gone out on Twitter. And a lot of fans having fun with this and have said that he will flay the opposition, which I like. I'm sure the commentators will be using that.
I mean, if Prince Philip turns up in his barber jacket,
that's going to be That is what sport's about, isn't it?
Yes.
That's what it's all about. Yeah, it's seeing
clash
people
styles.
From
yeah,
clash of styles, people from different corners of the world, people from different corners of history coming up against each other. That, yeah. I mean, I just can't wait for this. Can't wait.
So now we're onto the seeds. So these are the big guns. These are people who've been there and done it or who are rising forces in the game.
Yeah.
So Mithras, you know, a great rising force through so much of the Roman Empire, never quite broke through to become, you know, beaten by Christianity famously.
Yeah.
In what, the sort of third, fourth, fifth century, and then fell away afterwards.
Yeah.
And it's great to see Mithras back in the big league.
It really is. And flying the flag for Iran, because ultimately, it's said, although I'm sure we'll discuss this in due course, he's a Persian god taken up by the Romans. So something there for the Italians, something there for the Iranians. I think he's going to get a lot of support.
It's always good to see a bull. It's always good to see a bull in the later rounds of a sports
competition. And talking of bulls, the next seed, number seven.
Seed. Now, this is
controversially low, is Zeus, who, of course,
Gary Lineker's backing Zeus.
Gary Lineker, yes.
Zinedine Zidane of gods.
Loves to disguise himself as a bull. It could be argued that he should be higher, couldn't
it? It's all Sturm and Drang with Zeus, isn't it? Thunder and
but obviously sort of Donner and Blitzen. The Greek god, the Greek king of the gods, Lord of Olympus, really needs no introduction. And then we've got another father of the gods. Number six seed is Odin.
Yes. Well, this is, I've always wondered, you know, who would win between Zeus and Odin. It's that classic.
We may find out.
I mean, that's kind of Brazil, Germany, isn't it? Odin.
It would be a massive match.
New Zealand, South Africa in rugby or something. It's just a colossal encounter.
Yeah.
Between two people who kind of are the same in my mind, but maybe.
Except that Odin's only got one eye. And whether that would inhibit him.
Yeah.
You know, help him.
I can't see how it would help you. How would it? Well,
it gives him greater wisdom.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Isis is the, what's Isis? The fifth seed, is she?
Yes.
Yeah, fifth seed.
Yeah.
So I think Isis would go
Egyptian?
Quite far. Yeah. So
obviously not the pseudo caliphate. We're talking
not,
Egyptian
not the
goddess.
Terrorist group. No. That's a future World Cup. I think Isis. So Isis has longevity as well, right? Because Isis continued.
Yeah.
Isis was very popular in the later Roman Empire. Am I right?
So
big rival of Christianity.
You know, obviously huge support for Egypt. But again, I think Italy will back her there. Mother of Horus. So. Although there's obviously regret in your household that Horus is missing out, I think that we can assume that Horus is bundled in with the package.
Yeah.
And of course, her murdered husband, Osiris, the Lord of the Underworld. So there's a lot there. Really, I mean, Isis is, you know, she's a team, a whole team there, not just an individual. So now we're into the top four. Number four.
Dionysus. I think there are questions about refreshments with Dionysus, aren't there? And about, you know, has Dionysus kept up the kind of dietary routine that you need at this level of the game?
Has he been sticking to the isotonic sports drinks?
That's the issue. That's the issue. Will his fondness for the bottle, you know, come back to people say the George Best of divinity.
But what a performer he was.
Well, yeah, but never did it at the World Cup.
Dionysus Greek, the god of wine, of all kinds of shenanigans. So,
yeah, partying.
Always a crowd favourite. Massive crowd favourite.
I see him as a Gaza figure. He's Gaza, isn't he? Apollo. Apollo. A lot of people are fancying Apollo this year, Tom. He's got the looks.
The Greek god.
Style.
He's the essence of a Greek god, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
A blaze of gold. Proficient at archery.
Yes.
Got it all, really.
If there's an archery element, I'd be backing him.
I think so. Absolutely.
Though, of course, the number two seed's got his own history with archery. Balder issues.
Yes, so
Loki.
Loki.
Crafty. Now, he's got know-how.
Scandinavian.
Yeah. He's got a history of conning the refs.
Yeah.
A bit of a diver, some would say. Stretches the rules.
And he's in all those superhero films, isn't he?
He is.
Well.
So I think Marvel Comics crowd will be.
Yeah, they'll like him. Although Thor didn't make it.
And controversially,
Thor crashed out to Bridget. I mean, that was kind of the biggest upset of the qualifiers. I know there's quite a bit of disappointment on, you know, in the sports forums that that Thor hasn't made it this time.
Yeah, but, I was looking forward to Thor Loki.
That's next year.
Yeah.
That's next year. So Loki's made it. And then top seed. Who's top seed, Dominic?
Well, Mary Beard's favourite, Athena. So, you know, helmet, owl. Everybody knows Athena, the poster shop from the 1980s.
and, of course, from Athens.
Yes. So, Tom.
She gave her name.
Let me press you for a couple of predictions. So, a big gun to go out early? Or do you think all the seeds will make
it through? Isis, I think, is of the seeds.
You think
Isis might go out. I think she might be vulnerable. The others, or Mithras.
Yeah, Mithras.
I think Zeus will do better than his position as the number seven seed.
Mithras has a history of falling away, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He does. Doesn't perhaps have the temperament for the big stage when it comes to it. And Zeus is backed by Gary Lineker. And then, of course, I would go for, you know, we've got two really top sports pundits on the promotional video for this that people who haven't seen it, it's on our various Twitter accounts. So we had Gary Lineker backing Zeus, and we had Mary Beard backing Athena.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's nothing that Mary Beard doesn't know about sport. So I think I'd probably agree with I'm probably backing Athena too.
I think Loki will take a lot of beating. I like a crafty contender. The Eric Bristow of...
And the those who didn't qualify for...
I mean, it's hard to look past Prince Philip, isn't it? I think Prince Philip's got a semi-final place. You know, guys on the semi-final
so
place.
So exciting. I can't wait. Anyway, so those are the contenders, guys. And the way this works, so this is going out on the morning of Saturday the 22nd at 8 o'clock on Saturday, if you're listening to today. Jonathan Wilson, our greatest living football journalist, will be doing the draw.
He will, and offering some punditry, I believe.
He will then offer some punditry, kind of working out what the odds are, what the issues are in all the various matches. Saturday, the 22nd, we will have four matches. Sunday, we will have four matches. Both those matches will start at 10 o'clock, and to take part, you have to be on Twitter, and they will go up under at The Rest History. They will also be massively promoted by you and me, Dominic.
So we'll retweet them. Yeah.
@Holland_Tom, and you sounding like a cop on the edge at DC Sandbrook.
Yeah.
So that's DC Sandbrook. Very line of duty.
Very line of duty.
And
Steve
then we will
Arnott
have...
of history.
Yes.
With his little waistcoats. Anyway, we should crack on. So you need to go online. You need to vote. How long have they got to vote? They've basically got all day, have they?
So it ends at midnight.
So you vote for your favourite, then they'll go through to the next round. Wilson will continue drawing basically until there's nobody left.
And we'll have
tournament style.
Yeah. And we'll have the final on Thursday the 27th. And we will then record a full-length feature looking back over the highlights of the tournament and providing some more in-depth analysis of the various contenders.
Yeah.
So I hope you will join us then. I hope that you will look up all the action on Twitter. And I hope that you will enjoy what I'm sure will be a great festival of divine sport.
There can only be one. Let the games begin.
Thanks for listening to The Rest Is History. For bonus episodes, early access, ad-free listening, and access to our chat community, please sign up at restishistorypod.com. That's restishistorypod.com.